Next step number 271, August 15, 2013. The Great Blessing Edition. Watch out!
Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries, welcoming you to the next step with Father Vasquez. We thank you for downloading or picking up a CD copy of this audio broadcast. Here, Father Vasquez provides a very distinctive and consistent voice for Armenian Orthodoxy. No, you don't have to check your brain in at the door to follow Armadoxy. It is the means for providing people an intelligent and practical answer to life's difficulties, based on the solid principles of love, faith, and hope as expressed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient Orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week free of charge, either as a podcast on epostle.net, Apple iTunes Store, and now on Blueberry. Our commitment at epostle.net is to provide a medium for apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. So we invite you to turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
Those grapes ready. They're marching along, aren't they? Hey, this is Father Voskin, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to the next step. Yes, the great blessing, the assumption of the holy Asvazadzin edition of the next step. Podcast that, well, this is a podcast that looks at all kinds of stuff, including grapes, and guess what? We're going to talk about grape leaves as well. This is a podcast that looks at the very fabric of our being through the ancient lens of Armenian Orthodoxy, polished up for today, an Armadoxy look. So if you're ready, hey, kick back with us right now and get ready to take the next step. Yes, coffee cup in hand, I am at Apostle West, broadcasting today a very special edition of The Next Step. We're calling it, one dedicated to the great blessing to Asvazadzin. Yes, I know in more formal circles we've referred to her as Theotokos, the Mother of God. Theo, the Mother of God. In Armenian, it is Asvazadzin, the Bearer of God. Of course, alluding to Saint Mary, the one who was chosen to bear God, to bear Jesus Christ, to make the manifestation of love incarnate possible here on earth. We're going to be celebrating that today in a very special way. We're going to be talking about the great blessing. But before we do that, I am ready. I am so excited. Just got word this morning that my son Vaderjan is in Argentina, and he's sipping coffee over there in Buenos Aires, I should let you know. And hopefully this Sunday he's going to make it to church. Now, why is this exciting for me? Okay, it's going to be a myth buster. It's going to be a myth buster for me. Now, I'll tell you why. Some of you who are from Iraq, I want to talk about the older generation of Iraqi listeners, okay? Oh, yeah, we have Iraqi listeners, believe it or not. The older generation remember just an angel of a man, Archbishop Asori Ghazarian. He served in Iraq just before he passed away, and I actually remember when he did pass away because he came from Iraq to Armenia while I was a seminarian at Etchmiadzin, and I was present at his funeral. Actually, I was able to participate in his funeral in a very unusual way. I think I've talked about this in the past, but we'll leave that for another day. Archbishop Asorik also had served in the United States. So I had a personal knowledge of him and had a unique chance to meet him at Disneyland, actually, because he was the priest at where my parents had grown up. And when he had visited from Iraq, my parents took us all, as we as kids, we went to Disneyland and spent a very special day with him. And I do remember learning that Archbishop Asorig had served in Australia. Australia. Now listen, inquisitive minds, right? It doesn't take a National Enquirer to be inquisitive. I was inquisitive even as a kid. So I wondered, like in Australia, why we know everything is upside down, according to us, right? I think if you live in Australia, if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, we're probably upside down people, right? I think they still call themselves Down Under. Upcom, my friend in Australia, give me a hand with this one, okay? You're still Down Under, right? Okay, Down Under, or are we the Down Unders? Anyway, I knew things were topsy-turvy, so I asked Bishop Oswald. I said, you know, what do you do at Ostfazazin, at the Feast of St. Mary? Because there is a tradition of blessing grapes. Now, mind you, this is 40 years ago, okay? A little kid, I'm a kid. And there was no refrigeration units the way we have them right now. So fruit was really, believe it or not, I know, this is like talking about dinosaur times, right? Believe it or not, fruit was seasonal. I remember that. You didn't have grapes all year round. Right now, I mean, living here in California, we got grapes all year round. They bring it in from different places. They bring it in from the southern hemisphere. And you've got it all year round if you're willing to pay the price, right? We've got refrigeration units. We've got trucks. We've got shippers, ocean liners that bring you the fruit that you want if you pay the price, right? But not in those times. I guess there was, maybe if you paid a premium. But I asked him, I said, okay, in August, the mid-August, there is the tradition of blessing grapes associated with the Feast of Assumption. Now, today, by the way, August 15 is the Feast of Assumption in most Christian churches. In the Armenian church, in the Armenian tradition, that the Sunday closest to August 15th is the Feast of Assumption, hence this coming Sunday. So we will be celebrating this Sunday, and therefore it is one of the tabernacle, the five main feasts of the Armenian church. And so it's on a Sunday, okay, and we celebrate with the celebration of the Divine Liturgy, and then the blessing of grapes. And the entire idea of grape blessing is to bring in your harvest. You bring in your harvest and you ask for God's blessings upon these grapes, upon your harvest. So I asked Bishop Oswald, I said, hey, you know, you were in Australia, you served in Australia, what did you do on Assumption? Did you bless grapes? And I remember him specifically telling me, this is like a 40-year-old, 45-year-old story, him telling me that in Australia we blessed apples on this feast. Yeah, it made sense, right? Because August 15th, you're in the middle of winter, and you got apples. And it made sense because, hey, what's the entire purpose? Is it to bless grapes, or is it to bless the first harvest? And certainly, I remember him telling me this. So now the Mythbuster comes this week because I have a son who's living in Argentina in Buenos Aires, and he's going to be there this Sunday for the blessing of grapes. I'm going to see what they bless. Okay, I've heard they bless grapes. I want to know firsthand. So I'm going to find out. The Mythbuster, do they have grapes? Do they bless grapes, or are there apples in the mix? Hey, whatever the case may be, wherever you're listening to this show today, welcome, because this show is beyond geography. It's actually a way of bringing together people. Well, like Susie said at the beginning, you know, people that are disenfranchised, people who wander are searching for something spiritual and realize that Orthodoxy has all of those elements, but somehow you got to sift through too much of the outside excesses. And I say this because I don't know how many of you have been following in the Armenian community right now. In the Armenian community, there is uproar, upheaval, there is all kinds of commotion because what's going on between the patriarchs, between the archbishops, between the Catholicoi, it has reached a public level. And of course, we should expect this. I mean, think about the entire Arab Spring. I mean, basically using social media, they were able to topple over regimes and they were able to change. And right now, we woke up this morning with the tragic, tragic news coming out of Egypt. And I remember it was just a couple years ago when people were out on the streets of Cairo and people were, you know, using Twitter and using Facebook to get the message out to the public. And you no longer, well, basically no longer information is in the hands of a select few. I've talked about this many, many times. I mean, think about this podcast, for instance. This podcast is coming out and it's reaching all of you throughout the world. How? Well, just from very simple means. Whereas in the past, I mean, you'd have to go get permission. You'd have to get a network. You'd have to get resources together. You have to get incredible amounts of money together just to broadcast. And think about this. Here we got a podcast that's reaching out on six continents that we've counted, okay? People listening in, and what are our resources? First of all, you don't need the network permission. You basically have a little computer running some software. You've got a microphone, and you've got the internet. And with a minimal amount of money and no permission from AT&T, CNN, or any of the big stockholders in this, we're able to broadcast this. And certainly we saw this in the Arab Spring. We're seeing this every day. And today what's happening, well, the Armenian Church is getting hit by this. Okay, basically you've got bishops and people with different motives broadcasting via blog sites about this. And you know what? You know what's really sad about it? I don't know how many of you have been following it. I don't want to get too deep into it. But the sadness is it's not about faith. It's not about beliefs. It's not about Christ. It's not about the Christian church. It's about personalities. That's it. That's the bottom line. I guess that's the bottom line in all of it, isn't it? I'm trying to think about it. I guess in toppling over regimes, yes, there are personalities involved, but you want your politics. There's some level of politics that you want. In our case, in this case that's going on right now between the hierarchs of the Armenian church, it's basically about personalities. Where is the mission of the church? Where is Christ and all of that? Oh, that's a good question. And so let's not divert, but I bring this up because there are so many people that are really searching for the actual faith. And we talked about this last week when we talked about the Nicene Creed. What's missing out of the Nicene Creed? And I've got to thank all of you who reacted to that. I want to be honest with you. I underestimated the listenership of Next Step. I really thought we would get a lot of complaints. I thought at least a few complaints. We got none. Just the opposite. People were ecstatic. People were excited. Hey, thank you for talking about it. Thank you for helping us understand something that we've never understood before. Like, where is the message of Christ in all of this? So last week was an eye-opener for me. I've got to tell you, that number 270, the one called What's Missing from the Nicene Creed, I thought we would get a little bit of backlash on it. Actually, just the opposite. A lot of thumbs up, a lot of people saying thank you for doing that. So I appreciate it. I'm glad we're able to get this message out. And today's another one of those days, okay? Beyond all the hoopla, hey, what is the essence of the church? Well, the church is Jesus Christ's body. St. Paul says it so beautifully. You know, we're the members. So what is Christ's body right now in the world? It is the means. It is the feet, the arms, the hug. The expression of Christ right now in this world. And so when there are problems, where there are injustices, it's up to the church to be there. Well, why not? Because it is the body of Christ. Where would Christ be? We always ask, what would Christ do? Where would Christ be right now if there was tragedy in the world? If there was tragedy, where would he be? Well, he would be on the front lines of that tragedy, embracing and bringing his peace. His peace, which is beyond understanding, but is certainly one that is at the foundation of true and everlasting peace. That's the challenge. That's the challenge that we have. And that's what we do here. That's what we do through this podcast, bringing you the essence of what it's about, stripping away the layers and seeing that, hey, it's not about grapes. It's not about apples. It's not about hoopla's, about bishops and rabbis and popeyes. This is about the essence of the faith, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to come back with these thoughts. We're going to be talking about great blessing. I'm going to share with you a list that you have probably never heard before. Do you know that this Sunday is the Feast of Assumption of St. Mary of Astvazadzin? I'm going to explain what those words mean, because in the Armenian language, there's a whole slew of names that get recognized this Sunday, yeah? You'd be surprised, all of them. I'm going to share that with you. Talk a little bit about great blessing and what it means to you, how it impacts your life, and how it touches you. Because you see, the Armenian Church, the Armenian Orthodox, Armadoxy, is a real hands-on church. It's a church about Christ being with you right then and there, today. So that's what's in store for you. Let's kick it off with, no, we won't go the route of the grapevine song. Let's kick it off with a great song of the day. Here is a song that you probably have not heard before. This is Torkom Sardarian playing one of his creations, Birth of a Star. Thank you. beautiful creation, whichever way you look at it, right? Whether it's the birth of a star or this song in itself. This is Torkom Sardarian playing Birth of a Star. He was one of my teachers, a mentor for me in many ways, although I didn't have a real close relationship with him. He was my teacher back in the early days when I was still just coming up with ideas of spirituality, and then later on had an opportunity to meet with his daughter Gita, who's still doing a lot of great work out there in Arizona. Yes, you see the links, you see how it all comes together. You know what, we're going to put a link on our show notes to not only this song but to the entire Torkom Sardarian University and all of the great work that they're doing over there. Do check it out. Great, great stuff going on over there. And this is a small little dedication to this time in August, because we just had, well, the meteor shower. One of the highlights of my August, as always has been, to be able to look up at the stars and seeing not only the birth of stars, but to see them falling, like catching those stars as they fall to Earth. Torkom Sardarian, Birth of a Star. We're going to transition now from the heavens down to Earth, to the beautiful fields, to the grapes that are planted in those fields. Well, this Sunday, if you make it over to an Armenian church, there is a very unique service that takes place. It's the blessing of grapes. They bless grapes in the Armenian church, and I'm looking forward to doing the same in my parish here in Glendale, California, where it's kind of like absurd, in a sense, the number of grapes that we get, considering that we're in a metropolitan area. I mean, I've been at grape blessings in, well, some of the more rural areas. Actually, I've been in the Central Valley. I've been in the Central Valley of California, where most of the grapes come from, not only for California, but for the world. And I have not seen grapes this amount that I see here in Southern California. It's like absurd. Everybody just hauls off and brings grapes. And the absurdity of it is that people just don't get why they're doing it. They just kind of like, okay, yeah, this is something that we got to do. But now that you're listening to this show, now that you're listening to The Next Step, well, we've got to take a more mature look at it. We've got to take the next step. And I hope you're with me right now. Okay, let's take the next step and understand what this is all about. What is this service about? First of all, the celebration is not about grapes. It's actually about, well, about Saint Mary. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. Now, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that whole virginity thing, okay? I think that's overdone, and I think that it's overdone in the sense that I think people have put the wrong emphasis on it. And I've shared this with you in the past. We got to get over this, okay? What St. Mary did is not about virginity. It's not about purity. It's about saying yes to God. Here she is as a child. She's been asked to bear God. And that's the greatest thing that we can take from her story. Not about her virginity. Not about whether she was always a virgin, she is afterwards, whatever. These are all things that people have built into the story, and strip away the layers and you find really the essence of the story. Saint Mary saying yes to God. God is saying, bear my child, bear the Son of God, bear God incarnate, bear love in your life. And St. Mary says yes, emphatically. She says, despite what's going to happen to me, I say yes to God. And that's the question that's being asked of us every single day. God's saying to you, I want you to bear love in your life. Put love in your life. Put it right inside your essence, in the middle portion of your life, in your tummy. Make every part of you bear God. And can we say yes to that request? You see, St. Mary said yes emphatically, and she said, despite what will happen to me. And think about what happens to us when we put love first in our lives. It's a difficult path. Hey, I know. It is difficult to be the bearer of love. There's a lot of heartache that goes with that. There's a lot of challenges that you have to step up to. But God asks this. God asks from each and every one of us to bear love in our lives, to bear Christ in our lives. And St. Mary gives us the example of saying yes. And that's why we call St. Mary Astvadzadzin. And I'm going to use that word. I know that there's different traditions. We call it the Mother of God. In Greek, the word is Theotokos, and that's where it comes from. Theo meaning God, of course, and the bearer of God. But the Armenian word is just as valid. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we're going to be starting to look at Armodoxy as a model of Christianity. And so let's start using the nomenclature. Let's start using the words that are accessible to us. Basically, Astvadzadzin, the bearer of God. Astvadz mean God. Zin, zanel, to bear, to give birth to God. The one who gave birth to God. Wow, big time, right? No, it's not as big as you think. Because we think of God in the spiritual cosmic realm, think of God as the simple action to love, to reach out to people and share that love. That's what God is all about. God is love. Can you bear God? St. Mary said yes. She's the bearer of God. And you know what? I want to put it into parentheses. The reason why I'm going this route of calling it Astvadzadzin, because we need to start taking control of our lives. Think about this. Kosher. Think about kosher foods. What is it? A rabbi praying over foods. Guess what's going to happen this Sunday? You're going to get priests who are going to be praying over the fruit, over the first fruit of the people, of their first harvest. And that's basically the sanctification process. You see, in the olden times, people would bring their fruit to the church for a blessing. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't like you go to church to get grapes. No, you go to church. I'm laughing because I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, but you go to church to take your first harvest there. And you take your first harvest to church. And you say, God, give me a blessing on the work that I do. The work that I do with my hands. The soil that I till. And so in church, there is this blessing of grapes. Blessing of the harvest. And there's a unique prayer that goes over that food. And so we need to start coming to terms with using, well, the tools that we have at hand. And the church fathers within the Armenian Orthodoxy have given us those tools. The prayers, the life that we have to be able to sanctify, to be able to say yes to God, to the love, to bear God. Think about this for a moment. In Holy Scripture, Jesus challenges. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Wow. You ever seen grapes grow? There's a beautiful vine. And you see the beautiful flowers on there. You see the leaves on there. The flowers, of course, are these tasty grapes. The best of all fruit, right? They're tasty. Says, I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser, and guess who you are? You are the branches. Now, how can a branch bear fruit? It has to be connected to the vine, connected. It's so easy, it's like basic. Okay, go to botany, go to biology. It's basic. The branch has to be connected to the vine. If it's not, what happens? It shrivels away. It dies. But when you're connected to the branch, The branch is connected to the vine, which is Christ. What happens? The branch is nourished, and you start bearing fruit. Now I get it. Okay, so you're bearing fruit. You're bearing delicious, tasty fruit. How do you say that? That je ne sais quoi quality comes out in the fruit that you bear. Okay, so now that fruit is your product. Take it to church for a blessing. The blessing and the sanctification. Now Jesus also says, if you're not connected to me, what happens? You wither away. Well, think about it in these terms too. What happens? You take all, there's a lot of fruit that's out there that looks good. You take a look at the fruit that you have in your store. Take go ahead, do this, okay? Do this at home, okay? Go get a bunch of grapes, okay? Put them out there. They look good, they taste good, but they're dead. They're no longer connected to the vine. They're dead. And that's what we see a lot in life, right? We see people that look good, they even taste good, but spiritually, emotionally, they're dead. So what are you doing? What are you doing at that point? You need to be connected to that vine. You need to be connected to Christ to get your substance, to get your nourishment coming up from the earth, the sun hitting those leaves, the water coming together and producing fruit. And it comes out of the branches of the vine. That's what your life is. That's what all of our lives are called to be. And unfortunately, we see too much of, well, the dead branches. We see too much. Yeah, it looks good on the outside. Delicious grapes. But they're dead. Now, there's another word in Armenian. Actually, the word in Armenian for grapes is charor. The word for the dried up grapes is chamich. Ah, I like that. Chamich. You like that? I know, it's put a smile on a lot of faces, I could tell. Yes, I'm looking through like romper room. I'm looking through the microphone over here. I'm seeing your smiles. Chamich. Chamich is raisin. Now, I want you to take a... Let's push the metaphor a little bit, okay? Because I've shared this with you in the past, but I haven't shared with you this part, okay? We're going to push the metaphor. Chamich, the dried grape. What is that? You ask your parents, if you've grown up in a good Armenian family, good Middle Eastern family, they'll tell you, eat your chamich. Why? Because there is iron in there. There is steel in there. Yes! Raisins are a good source of iron. You know that, right? Raisins, they're a good source of iron. In fact, one of the packing companies in the Central Valley or the Fresno area is called Yirgat Packing Company. And if you've spent any time in Middle Eastern stores, you know Yirgat brand. Grape leaves. Iron, man, iron. Steel, Yirgat. Okay, now, think about that for a moment, okay? We're going to expand the metaphor. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. You are the branches. If you are connected to me, you bear much fruit. You bear delicious fruit. If you're not, what happens? You dry up. You wither. He doesn't say this now. This is where we're expanding. We're pushing the metaphor, right? Okay, he doesn't say anything about iron, okay? We're not talking about Jesus laying the steel tracks for the railroad system, okay? Let's push it now, okay? If you're not connected to me, what happens? The branches wither away. What happens? The fruit, it becomes dried up. It becomes raisins, a good source of iron. That's great. You need iron, right? Or do we? Think about what's going on in the world. Think about who you are. And metaphorically, yes, your body needs iron for different reasons, good bones or whatever, for blood. But think about what's going on in the world. I just heard this morning, Secretary of State Kerry. He was being interviewed because of the situation going on in Cairo. These are his words. He said this morning. I just heard it. And he said, violence doesn't solve anything. He says, we are upset that the people of Cairo, the people on the streets of Egypt, are resorting to violence. Now, the newscaster went on to report the story that's coming out of Cairo and ran on to report that $1.5 billion is being spent to fund the activities that are going for the new regime that's going on. $1.5 billion coming from the United States. So basically, the United States is saying, violence doesn't solve anything, but by the way, we will fund the violent effort to overthrow the government. Don't tell me that $1.5 billion is not being spent on weapons, on violence. But you see, it all sounds good, because what you are is you're basically steel and iron. Where is compassion? Where is that compassionate part of us? Where is that grape that has not withered away? That compassion is on the vine with Jesus Christ. And we need to be producing more compassionate people. This morning, you know, a lot of you know that I'm doing this project right now, which is still in its infancy state, called Dativ Outreach, where we started off by reaching out to the people of domestic violence, to families hit by domestic violence. It evolved into now working with kids who are in foster families. Why? Because Armenian families that are being hit by domestic violence have children, and those children are just lost in the system. Okay, and what's the next step that's taking place? Well, after the foster families, we're now discovering that families need ways of rehabilitation, of healing. So you've got agencies that are working on this, and agencies that collect grants, that collect money. But where's compassion in all of this? Just this morning, along with the news coming out of Cairo, we heard right here in our backyard, right here in Glendale, California, big Armenian concentration over here. We heard about the tragic news of children being sent home yesterday from a daycare center. A two-year-old went home intoxicated with marijuana. Why? Because the daycare center, the people who were running it, were not only dealing in dope, but were taking dope, and it kind of went to the children too. So you got little kids high on marijuana. And of course, the daycare center, children of the Armenian church. Yeah, you got to say it in those terms. We can't say that they're just Armenian, because once you get into the Armenian network of people, right? All the hierarchs who are out there and saying, we are in charge of the Armenian church. Guess what? Those are our children out there running daycare centers where there's abuse of marijuana on children. Needless to say, the government authorities walked in there and they closed it down. But guess what? Those government authorities are getting paid off, because we're dealing with it in terms of yergot, in terms of steel, in terms of iron, and not in terms of compassion and heart. Not in terms of that robust grape. This is the challenge for us. This is what we are challenged to do. As children of the Armenian Orthodox Church, as people who are being brought up in Armodoxy, to understand how important love is in our lives. When we talk about the factor of love, it is not just some lip service we're throwing out there, but we're understanding that love has to be coming out of our lives, that love has to be born out of our lives, that we are the Saint Mary. It is not just a saint 2,000 years ago, but we are the Saint Mary. Now, I promised to you a few minutes ago, as we started this podcast, to share with you some names. Do you know that in the Armenian language, we have different ways of expressing who Saint Mary is? These are all the different ways. There's probably more, but these are the ones that I could reflect. I'm going to share these names with you. These are all synonyms for Saint Mary. They're all descriptors of Saint Mary. And they come from the Armenian Orthodox hymns that we have. These are the ones that I've been able to identify. Listen to this list. And if you know Armenian, you're one step ahead. I'm not going to go ahead and... I'll try to translate as many as I can, okay? Antaram, Diruhi, Diramair, Maireni, Shorig, Arpi, Keruhi, Keretzig, Hamestuhi, Koveli, Nazeli, Aravni, Zarig, Azniv, Gohar, Voski, Shushan, Prapion, Hamaspur, Sirpuhi, Imastuhi, Markrit, Baidzar, Anush, Pegruhi, Yeranuhi, Yerchanik, Takuhi, Iskuhi, Lusaper, گوسینه، برجوی، گلوریا، مکروهی، ورکین، لوسینه. Think about that. All different ways to describe the Holy Mother of God. Why? Because the Holy Mother of God is the Mother of Love. Dirui. Anush means sweet. Baizar means illustrious. Sirpui, the Holy One. Makrui, the pure one. Lusaper, the one who brings light. All ways of describing the Blessed Mother. We are called to that blessing. The feast of St. Mary's Assumption is not just something that took place 2,000 years ago when she was assumed into heaven. It is a call, it is a challenge for us today, you and me, to become the bearers of God, to become the place where we are connected to the vine. And from that vine, we bear fruit. Fruit that is delicious, that is robust, that has that je ne sais quoi quality. Fruit that gives meaning and purpose. Fruit that is not withered away, that is not iron-based, but is flavor-based, is peace-based, is love-based. And that's what you're called to do. Bear fruit. Bear the good fruit from the vine. That's what we do here at Apostle. I'm going to let Susie take a few minutes to tell you about the Apostle experience. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Susie for In His Shoes Ministries. Before continuing with today's broadcast, I wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that this podcast is made possible through your prayers and generous donations. The message of Armenian Orthodoxy, or as Father Vazgen calls it, Armadoxy, is giving people an intelligent and practical answer to many of life's difficulties. At epostle.net, we are determined to bring apostolic evangelism to an electronic world. This means we must avail ourselves to technology's latest tools. Your donations help us expand and deliver this message to a waiting world. Please support us by pressing on the donate button at epostle.net. Thanks for listening and God bless. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazgen.
I want to tell you that I appreciate all of you who feedback, who give me comments and are listening in. I ask that you share this because as I said earlier in today's podcast, the Armenian Church is at a point right now where it is threatened. It is threatened because there's a bunch of people who are really consumed with themselves and the power that goes with that self. And we need to get this pure message out, a message that is underlying all of the hoopla and the layers. Unfortunately, a lot of times in models of the church, they liken it to maybe an onion, and they say, there's layers on there! Well, if you peel an onion, what's in the middle? Nothing. Now, I don't look at it, the Armenian Church, as this onion model. I look at it as something glorious that unfortunately has tarnished, unfortunately has had a lot of buildup on it. And we need to peel off, scrape off sometimes the barnacles, scrape off some of the impurities, even the cancers, kill some of the cancers off. And what you find underneath is something so pure and so essential. And really our purpose here at Apostle is a simple one. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic world. Hey, it's an electronic world. Let's make use of the tools that we have been given. And definitely farmers back in the early days would use their farms and would bring the grapes. Today we are offering this sacrifice, the sacrifice of this podcast that takes a lot of time, that takes a lot of resources, it takes a lot of energy. And you're part of that by contributing to Apostle, by becoming a wing of Apostle. You are part of this process. I want to thank you for being with us, for partnering with us, and being part of this very dynamic ministry that in many ways is really life-saving. It's life-changing, but it is also life-saving. It's giving purpose and meaning to a lot of people who before were just looking and seeing the Armenian Church as, well, the place you go to. Now we connect. So thank you for joining us. Today we are at the end of today's podcast. It is the Feast of the Assumption of St. Mary, the Feast of Astvazadzin, the Bearer of God, the Bearer of Love. May God and love flow from you. May you become the bearer of love and truly be worthy children of the Church, children of St. Mary. The other day I was listening to Let It Be by the Beatles. And how many times I've listened to it? A million times? How many times have I played it on the piano, on the guitar, sang the lyrics? But this time I remembered an interview done with Paul McCartney many, many, many years ago where he said the inspiration for the Mother Mary line in that was his own mother named Mary, who died of cancer when he was 14 years old. And he said it was just so beautiful to be able to revisit her through the lyrics of the song. And as I listened to the song, I just thought, you know, this is what it's all about. This is what the saints are all about. To be able to revisit the beauty that's in life.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Mother Mary,
let it be.
I leave you with those thoughts. I want to thank you for joining us today. I hope today's show was as enjoyable for you as it was for us to produce it. I want to invite you to our website during the week to get involved with us, to interact with us. We're on Facebook, of course, at epostle.net. And we're just about everywhere. Just do a Google search for epostle. That's apostle with an E for electronic and expanded. For the wonderful and beautiful crew who put today's show together, for Susie, our producer, for Vahe, our webman, and Ken, our engineer, from a distant way, he helped us put together a few things over here. For Linda with her compass and Anush with her pomegranates, this is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
Trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week. And now here's the fine print.
The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
Take your breath cut out!
Hi, this is Anush, and welcome to my podcast, Inside the Pomegranate. Every Monday, I'll be bringing you something new to think about, something I like to call my pomegranate seeds. We'll talk about life, love, parenting, applied Christianity, serving the community, wellness, and healthy living, and, well, all kinds of stuff. So I hope you'll stop by for a look inside the pomegranate, that is. And remember, pomegranate a week adds to the mystique. So, till Monday, I hope you have a pomegranate day filled with hope and ripe with possibilities.